Lecture 10, Social Choice, Aggregation of Preference Relations. When a rational decision maker forms a preference relation, it's often on the basis of more primitive relations. For example, the choice of a PC may depend on considerations such as size of memory, ranking by PC magazine, and price. Each of these considerations expresses a preference relation on the set of PCs. In this lecture, we look at some of the logical properties and problems that arise in the formation of preferences on the basis of more primitive preference relations. Though the aggregation of preference relations can be a single individual's decision-making, the classic context in which preference aggregation is discussed is social choice, where the will of the people is thought of as an aggregation of the preference relation held by members of society. The foundations of social choice theory lie in the paradox of voting. Let X be the set which contains three elements A, B, and C. Consider a society that consists of three members called 1, 2, and 3. The ranking of X are by 1, A above B above C, by 2, B above C above A, by 3, C above A above B. A natural criterion for the determination of collective opinion on the basis of individuals' preference relations is the majority rule. According to the majority rule, A, there is a majority of A over B, majority of B over C, and the majority of C over A, which conflicts with the transitivity of the social preferences. Note that although the majority rule does not induce a transitive social relation for all profiles of individuals' preference relations, transitivity might be obtained when we restrict ourselves to a smaller domain of profiles, see problem 3 in the problem set. The interest in social choice in economics is motivated by the recognition that explicit methods for the aggregation of preference relations are essential for doing any welfare economics. Social choice theory is also related to the design of voting systems, which are methods for determining social action on the basis of individuals' preferences. The basic model. A basic model of social choice consists of the following: X, a set of social alternatives; N, a finite set of individuals, denoted the number of elements in N by N; preference I, individuals' I's ordering on X; an ordering is a preference relation with no indifferences; profile, an n tuple of orderings, ordering 1 to ordering n, interpreted as a certain state of society; SWF, social welfare function, a function that assigns a single social preference relation, not necessarily in ordering, to every profile. Note that 1, the assumption that the domain of an n of SWF preference star for some preference relation. This is a degenerate SWF that does not account for the individual's preferences. 2. Define X arrow Z if a majority of individuals prefer X to Z. Order the alternatives by the number of victories it scores, that is, X is socially preferred to Y if the number of Z which it beats is at least as high as the number of elements that Y beats. 3. For X equal to the set of two elements A and B, one element is A is better than B, is at least as good as B, unless 2/3 of the individuals prefer B to A. For the anti-dictator, there is individual I so that X is preferred to Y if and only if Y is preferred by X. 5. Define D, of preference, the distance between a preference and a profile, is the number of x, y, I for which x is at least is better than y by I, but y is better than x. The function d can be interpreted as the sum of the distances between the preference relation, preference, and the end preference relations of the individuals in the profile. Now choose f, preference 1, preference n, to be an ordering that minimizes the distance. Ties are broken arbitrarily. 6. Let f of preference 1, preference n be in the ordering that is the most common among the preferences, with ties broken again in some predetermined way. Axioms. Once again, we use the axiomatization methodology. We suggest a set of awfully sound axioms on social welfare functions and study their applications. Let f be an S, WF. We often use preferences as a short form of f of preference 1, preference n. Condition Pareto. For all x, y, and x, and for every profile, if x is preferred by I to y for all I, then x is strictly preferred to y. The Pareto axiom requires that if all individuals prefer one alternative over the other, then the social preference agrees with individuals. Condition IAA, independence of irrelevant alternatives, for any pair x, y, and x, and any two profiles, a preference I and preference I prime, if for all I, x is at least is better I, y, even only if x is better I prime y, namely the preferences of I at the first and the second preference coincide on x, y, then x is at least as good as y, if and only if x is socially at least as good as y prime. The IAA condition requires that if two preferences agree on the relative rankings of two particular alternatives, then the social preferences attached to the two profiles also agree in the relative ranking of the two alternatives. Notice that IAA allows an SWF to apply one criterion when comparing A to B and another when comparing C to D. For example, the simple social preference between A and B can be determined according to majority rule, whereas the relation between C and D requires a two-third majority. Condition IAA is sufficient for Arrow's theorem. However, for the sake of simplicity, the proof in this presentation will make do with a stronger requirement, condition I star, independence of irrelevant alternatives plus neutrality, for all A, B, C, and D in X, and for any two profiles, profile and profile prime, if for all I, A strictly better I, B, if and only if C strictly better prime I, D, then A is at least as good as B socially, if and only if it's socially prime, C is at least as good D. In other words, in addition to what is required by IAA, condition I star requires that the criterion that determines the social preference between A and B be applied to any pair of alternatives. Arrow's impossibility theorem. If there are at least three alternatives in X, then any SWFF that satisfies conditions Pareto and I star is dictatorial. That is, there is some I star such that F of preference 1, preference n, is always preference I star. We can break the theorem's assumptions into four: Pareto, I star, transitivity of the social preferences, and at least three alternatives. Before we move on to the proof, let us show that the assumptions are independent. Namely, for each of the four assumptions, we give an example of non-dictatorial SWF, demonstrating the theorem would not hold if that assumption were omitted. Pareto. An anti-dictator satisfies I star, but not Pareto. I star. Consider the Bourdain law. Let W1 strictly better W2, strictly better W of the number of elements in X, be a fixed profile of weights. Say that I assigns to X the score WK if X appears in the kth place in preference I. Attach to X the sum of the weights assigned to X by the n individuals and rank the alternatives by those sums. The Bourdain rule is an SWF satisfying Pareto, but not I star. Transitivity of the social order. The majority rule satisfies all assumptions but can induce a relation that is not transitive. X greater than 3 For X equal 2, the majority rule sets the operator by star and induces a trivial transitivity relation.
Proof of errors and possibility theorem. Let F be an SWF that satisfies Pareto and I star. We write preferences instead of F of the profile preference 1, preference n. Given the SWF, we say that a collision G is decisive if for all X and Y, if for all I and G, all members of G prefer X to Y, then socially X is preferred to Y. And a collision G is almost decisive if for all X and Y, for all I and G, if for all I and G, X is preferred by I to Y, and for all J outside G, Y is preferred JX, then X is socially preferred to Y. Note that if G is decisive, it is almost decisive, since the almost decisiveness refers only to the subset of profiles where all members of G prefers X to Y, and all members outside G prefer Y to X. Field expansion lemma. If G is almost decisive, then G is decisive. Proof. Consider a profile and a pair of alternatives A and B such that all members in G prefer A to B. Let C be a third alternative. Consider any other profile, preference 1 star, preference N star, satisfying the following. All members in for all I and G, in star, I prefer A to C to B. All members in N minus G, for whom originally I prefers B to A, in star, I prefer C to B to A. All members in I, which are not in I in which is not in G, for whom originally A is I preferred B, in star, C preferred to A, preferred to B. Now, consider the social preferences of assigned by F to the profile and to profile star. Since G is almost decisive, A is preferred star C. By Pareto, C is preferred star B. By transitivity, A is preferred star B. And by I star, actually we use here only a condition I, also A is preferred to B. Group contraction lemma. If G is decisive and contains at least two members, then there exists G prime, a subset of G, such that a proper subset of G, such that G prime is decisive. Proof. Let G1, G2 be a partition of G. By the field expansion lemma, it's enough to show that G1 or G2 is almost decisive. Take three alternatives A, B, and C, and the profile of preference relations. Satisfying. For all I in G1, C above A above B. For all I in G2, A above B above C. For all other I, B above C above A. If G1 is not almost decisive, then there are X and Y in a profile prime such that X is preferred I prime Y for all I in G1, and Y is preferred I prime X for all I not in G1, such that F of the profile prime determines Y to be at least as preferable as X. Therefore, by I star, B is at least as good as C. Similarly, if G2 is not almost decisive, then C is at least as good as A. Thus, by transitivity, B is at least as good as A socially, but since G is decisive, A is strictly better than B, a contradiction. Thus, G1 or G2 must be almost decisive. Proof of the theorem. By Pareto, the set N is decisive. By the group contraction lemma, every decision, a decisive set that includes more than one member is a proper subset that is decisive. Thus, there is a set, a singleton, containing I star that is decisive, which means that F of preference 1 preference N is always identical to the preference of I star. Comment. Proving the theorem with conditions Pareto and IA requires only a few more steps. First, for every two alternatives x and y, define the notion g is decisive with regard to xy, and g is almost decisive with regard to xy. Then proceed through the following steps. If g is almost decisive with regard to xy, then g is almost decisive with regard to xz. Consider the profile in which for every I and g, x preferred I, y preferred I, z, and for every I outside g, y preferred I, z preferred I, x. If g is almost decisive with regard to xy, then g is almost decisive with regard to zy. Consider the profile in which for every I and g, z preferred I, x preferred I, y, and for every I outside g, y preferred I, z preferred I, x. If g is almost decisive with regard to xy, then g is decisive with regard to xy. If g is decisive with regard to xy and contains at least two members, then there exists g prime, a strict subset of g that is decisive with regard to xy. For every x and y, there is an individual ixy such that the set containing ixy is decisive with regard to xy. The proof of the last three steps is very similar to that given above in our proof. Finally, verify that IXY equal to IX prime Y prime for every XY and X prime Y prime. Related issues. Errors impossibility theorem was the starting point for huge literature. We mentioned three other impossibility results. 1. Monotonicity is another axiom that has been widely discussed in the literature. Consider a change in a profile so that an alternative A, which individual I ranked below B, is now ranked by I above B. Monotonicity requires that there is no alternative C, such that this change deteriorates the ranking of A versus C. Miller and the Satterwhite 77 theorem shows that the only SWF satisfying Pareto and monotonicity are the dictatorships. An SWF2 and SWF specifies a preference relation for every profile. A social choice function attaches an alternative to every profile. The most striking theorem proved in this framework is the Gibbard-Satterwhite theorem. It states that any social choice function, C, satisfying the condition that it is never worthwhile for an individual to misrepresent his preferences, namely it is never that the choice of preference 1, preference I prime, preference N is strictly better I than C of preference 1, preference I, preference N is a dictatorship. 3. Another related concept is the following. Let CH of preference 1, preference N be a function that assigns a choice function to every profile of orderings on X. We say that CH satisfies an unanimity if for every preference 1, preference N, and for any x, y, and a, if y is better than I, x for all I, then x is not chosen at the profile preference 1, preference n at the set A. We say that ch is invariant to the procedure if for every profile preference 1, preference n, and for every choice set A, the following two approaches lead to the same outcome. Partition A into two sets, A prime and A double prime, choose an element from A prime and element from A double prime, and then choose one element from the two choices. B, choose an element from the unpartitioned set A. Dutta, Jackson, and Leberton show that only dictatorships satisfy both unanimity and invariance to the procedure.